climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back on this Wisdom Wednesday. Joining me in studio right now is Brian Schultz. He's a candidate for Senate in District 33. Brian, thanks for stopping by. It's good to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here, Jolynn.
So, Brian, let me just right off the bat ask you, what was it that prompted you to want to run for Senate?
There's a run now, but I can even go back 2 years. So I've done this before. 2 years ago, we had more going on. We had COVID. We had problems in one direction and another. And I was looking around for making a difference. And I looked and tried to make sense of what was going on in the Senate and the legislature. I saw that there was representatives that didn't seem to have very good records. And I thought, well, it's probably good to try and step in the breach and talk about some subjects and try and get elected. Now, 2 years later, I've seen things have only progressed, well, not really at all, that we still have a senator who's a nice guy. I can't say anything about him wrong that's personal, but in a sense, we're running on the same record. His record, I'm running on it, and he's running on it. And we just have maybe some philosophical differences about what is the right direction for our state, for our country.
So what distinguishes you from your opponent?
So I would say that not just 2 years ago, but now people have a little bit of unease with the direction of things. They look at things like right now, even though it's on the federal level, they look at the prosecution of Trump in so many directions and they wonder, well, could that be me? Or, you know, do we have a level playing field? Is there something going on? They look at open borders and they don't understand what's going on, and they know that can affect them and their community quite a bit. They look at the endless wars, and they're frustrated with it. They look at the inflation that's just creeping up on them, that the grocery bills are going up. So I would say what separates me a lot from the current senator that we have is I see a voting record that's tangibly more big government, big pharma, big ag, big business, and I have a different direction that I want to head in, basically more towards freedom, individual liberty, personal rights, personal responsibility.
So with that agenda in mind, what would be your first order of business?
I think there's some realism. I'd be coming in from the outside, and I have to laugh a little bit because my kids are in the studio, you know, for this take, but that's one reason I'm running, I guess. So I'm interested in approaching things like making it, lowering taxes is always going to be one of the obvious ones, but also issues of dealing with border control. As much as we want to say, oh, let's just leave it to the feds, we see that the feds really aren't doing anything. They've opened the border, so we have to be creative about how we deal with that. I don't know if that's, you know, going after bus drivers that are bringing these people in potentially at night, or after employers of illegal immigrants and fining them. We maybe have to have a border compact with other states to try and do things, because we can't just have our plan, oh, Trump's going to get elected and make everything great. We don't know if he's going to elected. We don't know if he's going to be able to push his agenda through. I think we hope we do, or hope he will, that he will get elected and he'll push an agenda through that will balance things out more. But things are so out of balance that we have to prepare for the worst.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, there are a lot of challenges for families.
So I would agree. And is the aspect of balancing, I mean, my wife and I both work. We're busy. I'm an entrepreneur. You know, a little bit about my family. I have, so I'm married here, happily married. We're homeowners. I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I have four young kids, and it's true. It keeps us busy. And then we look at our inflation rates. We look at things changing. We maybe look at aspects of our freedom eroding. I think I just saw a headline from maybe it's over a week ago now, but Navarro was in the Trump administration, and he's in jail now, and he said this could happen to you. So there's this unsettling background aspect of you know, what are the limits of federal government? Is it all for the greater good? You know, is there any limit to what the federal government or the state government can do, let's say, you know, with good intentions or not, to change how we live and where we're going? You know, can they do forced vaccinations? Can they tax us to any amount? Can they come in and take away our children if, you know, we're not giving them, we're not treating their fever of 105 when we take them to the hospital and have a different a viewpoint on what to do? What if a midwife turns a breached baby? There's so many different aspects that have to do with freedom and individual liberty that we want to kind of view and concern ourselves with, and our legislators, our senators, aren't necessarily doing that. They're deferring to often to big pharma, big ag, to these big concerns that can push their weight around and maybe have a different agenda.
So what would be your approach to try to flip the script on that and get things back to smaller government, more freedom, more local control?
So I think you can have examples of, say, Defend the Guard Act. That's where, you know, the governor can't just take the National Guard and send them away to fight in foreign lands without a declaration of war. We never have a declaration of war. Yet we're at war everywhere. We have aspects of, let's say, if you are concerned about First Amendment violations, you can't do anything really in Idaho. You have to go to the federal courts to get any kind of remedy. All these aspects of overtaxation also seep down. They have an effect. If the government can take however much money they want, there's really not a whole lot of limit to what they can do. You can also have defense of people's right to seek medical attention as they wish, or a level playing field for, say, chiropractors or homeopaths or acupuncturists. People have the right to seek the treatment they want because they believe it's the most efficient, and you can't sit there and legislate every aspect of that. You have to have a level playing field for the consumer to decide the direction they want to go. I mean, we have raw milk in Idaho, sure, but there can be lots of improvements about food freedom. You know, producers' rights to produce things in their own homes and yet sell them their foodstuffs in the marketplace.
Well, Brian Schultz, candidate for Senate in District 33, how can people learn more about your campaign?
So it would be great if you went to voteschultz.com and you can learn more about the campaign. That's going to be vote, V-O-T-E. And then my last name is spelled S-C-H-O-L-Z, so voteschultz.com. And you can reach out to me over the website. You know, people have questions and suggestions. I'm very happy to have interaction with people. And, you know, this whole issue of liberty, government overreach, a direction for a campaign. I'd like to hear from you.
All right. Brian Schultz, thank you so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for me. I hope you'll come out and join me at the Stand Up for Idaho community event beginning at 6:30 at the Shiloh. Lars is up next.